Hi, and welcome to the Soul Awakening Podcast. I'm your host, Kat Fowler, and today's episode is a unique one because I found this to be really, really necessary lately, and I really want to share this with you. So today we're going to be doing a chakra clearing and balancing meditation. And the reason that I wanted to offer this is because in all the work that I'm doing with clients and also with students in some of my courses, I'm noticing that there's just not enough information there regarding how to properly work with and manage your chakras. And so I do understand that, you know, unless you're very interested in energy work or energy healing, this may not be something that you would take a course on, like a really extensive course, or read an entire book on, but it is part of our anatomy, and every human being, you know, has this system, and it's so, so important when it comes to our mental, our physical, our emotional health, and our energetic health. This all really affects all of these. So I wanted to offer some tips about how to work with and learn to clear and learn to balance your own chakra system. And in the past, it took some time for me to really work with this energy and begin to master it. So as we go through the meditation and we go through the chakras, you may find that it's a lot of energy for you. And if that's the case and you're newer to this work, then I would recommend splitting up this meditation into like 10-minute increments, and then you add on every day. You do the next 10 minutes, the next 10 minutes, and you go through each chakra point eventually. And for those of you that are more experienced meditators and you meditate all the time, you're very used to getting into the relaxed state very quickly, or you're used to working with your own energy field, then this can also be useful. You may just be able to do the whole thing all at once. So the chakra system consists of 7 main points. And yes, there are transpersonal chakras that are in higher dimensional fields above and below the body. And there's also minor chakra points throughout the entire body. But in particular, the 7 main chakras are the ones that are really interlaced within the physical body and our endocrine system with our glands. And so they can directly affect our health, the state of the chakra, and how it's doing energetically can also directly affect our thoughts, our moods, pretty much everything. So, and when I do energy healing work with my clients, a large portion of the focus is really checking their chakra system and their aura system. So what I'd like to do today is primarily work with the chakra system. And what I would recommend for those of you that are newer to working with this energy, the first step when doing energy healing, energy clearing, or a really deep meditation like this is first always grounding your energy. So if you are newer to grounding your energy, I highly, highly recommend going back to the Gaia Grounding Energy podcast episode. It's episode 22, and it starts around 13 minutes in. And just start working with familiarizing yourself with the earth energy frequency and learning to ground your energy, because, you know, you can work with your chakras all day long and you can bring yourself into these high realms of reality, but if you're not grounded, it's not going to do you any good in this physical realm. And sometimes that could create a little more problems than it can be helpful. So the foundation is always going to be learn how to ground your energy. And so in that guided grounding meditation that we do in episode 22, that is a foundational technique that I would recommend you practicing daily. And when you start to get it down right, then you can really do it a little more quickly. You could do it in 5 minutes. You can do it in 3 minutes, you know, instead of it taking a longer time. And then you start your meditations like that, and then you continue with the rest of your energy work. So that's really step one, the foundation. Step two is today we're going to be working with the chakras and learning how to clear our own energy fields and how to sense our chakras and whatnot. And then the next one will be the auric field, so step three. So that'll be this cocoon of energy that we have around us. But it's really important to work with and learn to sense your own energy in whatever way works best for you, step by step. So that's why we're going in this direction. Now, for those of you that are newer to this kind of work, so here are some things you may experience. So if you're very sensitive, meaning that you're very intuitive and you're very empathic or whatnot, as you're going through your system, you may pick up different sensations, such as a heat sensation. Usually a very hot sensation means that you're charging up the energy of that area. You may feel a very cold sensation, almost like menthol or icy kind of cold in an area, and that typically means that there's a big clearing and release going on. You may feel tingles like electricity, and that's good. It's just new energy light coming into the area. You may not feel anything at all, and that is totally okay. As long as your intention is set for the work, then know that you're in the right place and that the work is being done, whether you can see it or feel it, you know, or hear it or not. So also you may, depending on where your gifts lie, you may be able to see the energy as we're moving through the chakras. And that might be how you decide how to clear. And so for a lot of you, you may feel it. And sometimes when I'm clearing a chakra properly, for me, outside of seeing it, it'll feel like a pulsation as the energy is moving through it. And so these are some things you may experience. Now, it's also very possible that as you're moving through this meditation, that emotions can come up. And that's very common, especially when you're clearing energy in your field. And so if that's the case, just let the emotions flow through. If you need to cry, if that happens, just let yourself cry. Just let it go and then return back to your attention. This is very normal, and especially when we're doing energy healing and energy clearing techniques in this guided way, and you begin to become your own healer and you begin to learn these techniques so that you can start to clear your energy, these things can come up and they're very normal. Now, also, I do recommend that you journal your experiences each time, because things can come up that seem very subtle but are very, very profound. And so when you do this meditation, if you start to notice certain memories coming up with a particular chakra or just emotions, you can write this down, write the date, and then when you have another moment throughout your day or before you go to sleep, you can just drop in the question, like, what was that about? Where did that come from? Why was I experiencing this? So it's going to be really helpful along your soul's journey just to create a journal of all of your experiences, and not just for this meditation, but really for any meditation that you do when you have some kind of powerful release or experience. It's really nice to write it down, and then it acts like a map of your soul's journey, and you can look back and then you can really see where you're going. And I also want to say that a lot of people are really striving now in this time to create a stronger connection with their team and a stronger connection with the archangels and, you know, beings of very high frequency. And that's all very possible, but it is so much easier to do that when your energy field is nice and clean and clear. And so a huge foundational element of beginning to work with your team in spirit and beginning to work with the archangels, you know, or your star families or whoever it is that you are interested in working with, a huge foundational element of that is clearing your energetic fields. The clearer your energetic fields are of debris, the higher frequency that you are able to hold and maintain. And then the more regularly that you are able to maintain that frequency, that is how your frequency begins to gently shift into a higher state. If you'd like to start to progress down your path, this is something that you're going to want to really incorporate and make part of your daily routine, this energetic hygiene kind of component. The same way that every day you shower and brush your teeth, it's the same thing that every day you work with your energy and you clear your fields. And I can't tell you how important this is, especially in this time in 2020 that we're going through right now. I'm pretty experienced with this work, but I find myself in the times that we are now sometimes clearing my energy more than once a day, and that's not really that common for me. So it is something that's very important to do, and you will feel a strong benefit from it when you have consistency, and this will really begin to accelerate your ascension process. So before we begin, also, there can be some things that come up that maybe you don't understand. And so as we're working through the energy field, and as you do this practice of learning how to clear and cleanse and charge up and balance your chakras, your energy field, and you do it consistently, if you're noticing a pattern, you're journaling and you're noticing all the time that there's one or two chakra points or three or whatever that feel like they're just always kind of struggling and the rest are good, then at that point you might want to book an energy healing session with a healer. It could be very helpful to help really clear out any blocks that you're not able to work with or see. Sometimes that can happen if the energy is just really deeply embedded or if it's a really old thing that's going on. So I'm always here for that. You can always find me online on my website at katfowler.com. But I have so much faith in all of you, and my goal with this meditation and with all of these podcasts and my intention is to raise the frequency by us individually doing it ourselves. And so I just, when I was inspired to do this podcast, I really just saw all these light points lighting up around the world. And for me, I was like, this has to be done. This is so beautiful, because wherever you are, because I know that this podcast is international and it's in many different countries, you cleaning your energy field, boosting your energy field, learning to sit with yourself, gathering these energetic hygiene kind of practices, and bringing in more light is what's really going to help the neighborhood you're in and the country that you're in and the situations that are going on in the world. Us being very calm and centered and filling our body with light and clearing all of these dense programs out of our system. Because, you know, we see this happening in the world right now. All of this, I'll just say, all of this truth is coming to light of all of these very dense realities that have been hidden. And in the same way, this is happening with ourselves. So in the same way that even though we're seeing some things and it's very easy to judge, in the same way, it's happening on our level too, where a lot of things are having to be cleared and cleansed and released from our internal being as well. And that's why a lot of you are most likely having very intense dreams at this time. I would also recommend journaling that, and you may find that you have very profound metaphoric experiences when you really see beyond what's actually happening in the dream and you look at the symbolism behind it. And a lot of the times that's just our team and our guides or our higher self coming through and really trying to help us bring our stuff to the surface so we can clear it once and for all. So all of this is going on in the world, and that's why I felt very called to, and that it would be very important to do a technique, a meditation, and a clearing like this. So when you're ready, take a moment to find a comfortable seat. And I personally like to meditate sitting down with my feet flat on the floor. For me, that really assists me when it comes to grounding my energy. However, you can sit any way that you want. And if you're really tired, you can also do this laying down. That's totally fine. The problem sometimes with laying down is that it's easier just to knock out and fall asleep. So if you are finding a comfortable seat, then I'd recommend supporting your spine so that you have a nice tall spine, whether it's with pillows or whatnot, because the same thing can happen. If you're slouching, then the sleepiness can kick in too fast, and then you won't really get to experience the entire meditation consciously. So take a moment to set up your space, and also feel free to make a ritual of it. You can pause this podcast at the moment, and if you'd like to light some incense or burn some Palo Santo or grab any particular crystals that really accelerate your meditation practice, feel free. So just take a moment to really set up your space. You can light a candle, whatever you need to do, just to make it a really beautiful, sacred space for yourself. Okay, so let's start with taking a few deep breaths. So when you're ready, in through the nose and out through the mouth. Just do this a few times just to begin our meditation. We're simply moving our nervous system into a relaxed state through these deep sighs as we're breathing. When you breathe and you inhale, try to fill up the belly. And as you exhale, let your shoulders relax, your forehead soften, your jaw relax. And now begin by setting your intention. Just setting a very clear intention that through this meditation, you clear, balance, boost, and strengthen your chakra system and energetic field. And that you are open to receive any healing that needs to occur along with this chakra balancing meditation. And lastly, that you are able to retain and hold, sustain and ground the new levels of light frequency within your body with ease and grace. So now to begin, let's visualize about 3 feet above our heads. A golden disc of light, and this disc is about the size of a hula hoop, so very large. And now it just begins beaming down all around you in a golden column of light. This light is beautiful, sparkling, transparent, very high frequency, protective, and strengthening to your energetic system. And allow this light column just to surround your entire physical body. It's filling up your auric field around you. And now it's also gently working through the physical body internally. This light is gently dissolving any blockages, helping to strengthen and fill any areas of depletion. And creating a very strong, healing, and protective force field all around you. And now visualize this light not only surrounding you and your physical body, but now let this light shine all the way down past your feet, down towards the core of the earth. And this is preparing your grounding field and preparing your energy to connect with the earth in just a few moments. Now next, about 2 feet to 1.5 feet above your head, visualize a golden orb of light. So a golden orb of light, and it's about the size of a basketball. So it's decently sized. And for me, I see it rotating to the left. So spinning. And as it's spinning pretty fast, it's gently just sprinkling and showering down more of this golden light into your auric fields, the same way that a sprinkler system on the wall would do this. And now as it begins to gently fill up even towards the middle and the bottom of your auric field, just strengthening your biofield around you. Now let's gently begin to run it down and through the chakra system. So gently allowing this golden sphere of healing light to run down and through the central line. So starting with the crown chakra, just letting it gently flow into the crown. Just take a breath there. Now moving down to the third eye, right in the middle of the forehead, somewhat between the eyebrows. Just taking a breath here. Now let it drop down slowly to the throat chakra. And just take a breath here. Let it move now down to the heart chakra, right in the center of the chest. And just take a few breaths here. And what this is doing is it's just strengthening, boosting, and bringing some more light into the chakra center before we really work on clearing and cleaning them up. Now gently you can let the golden sphere release towards the solar plexus chakra. So right below the rib cage, on the soft part of the belly. And just take a breath here. Now let it gently move down to the sacral chakra. This chakra is right below your navel. Taking a breath there once more. It's already doing some clearing, so just breathing here. Now let's let that orb drop down gently towards the root chakra. So it's the base of the pelvis, close towards the tailbone, and you're just breathing there. Now let this golden sphere drop down about 2 feet below your feet. We're just surrounding this earth star chakra with golden light, activating it for some of you for the first time, and for others, just activating your grounding. If you're sensitive, you may already feel the earth energy flowing through your system and your legs. Now from here, visualizing a golden cord or a golden rod, just gently dropping all the way down to the core of the earth. And even though you're visualizing it, it's more solid in nature. So letting it just drop all the way down past all the layers of bedrock. All the way down to the core of the earth. If you're having trouble grounding, you can visualize an anchor symbol at the bottom of this cord, or you can even visualize like a tree trunk instead of a golden cord or rod. And now once this cord connects to the core of the earth, that golden sphere, you can visualize that anchoring symbol. So maybe it's roots gently spreading down and wide into the core of the earth. For some of you, it may be a nice anchor. And just take a breath wherever you are. Relax your shoulders, your forehead. And just notice what it feels like to feel grounded. Be very aware of what this feels like. So you'll know when you are grounded and when you're not grounded. And now we have different levels of experience here. So if this is newer to you, this practice, just breathe as you are. And for those of you that have a strong grounding practice, or you've practiced the grounding meditation quite frequently, now visualize expanding your grounding cord as wide as your body in all directions. So making it wide side to side, making it wide front to back. And just take a breath there. Your feet should be quite active, quite tingling at this point. If not, then just intend to open your feet chakras. So we have chakras on the soles of our feet, at the center of our feet. So visualize opening them 100%. And just allow the golden earth energy frequency to gently begin filling your feet. And you can use your breath for this if you'd like. You can inhale and begin to pull up the earth energy slowly up your leg meridians. And as you exhale, you just let it build. And again, just inhaling, pulling up the earth energy, up the leg meridians, up past the knees. Exhale, you're just letting it build. And again, inhale, you can gently pull the earth energy up into the pelvis, towards the root chakra, towards the tailbone. Exhale, just let it build. If you're having trouble, you can even have your palms flat on your thighs and use them almost like magnets or suction cups, just pulling up that earth energy, assisting you as you bring it into the root chakra. And what this does is it acts like a magnet for any disharmonious energy that may be flowing through the central column of your chakras. And now as you exhale, visualize just letting it release, drop down your grounding cord to the center of the earth. And the earth uses this material as compost, just like we use, you know, everything else for fertilizer. Same concept here. So as you breathe in, you cycle the earth energy up the legs into the tailbone. And as you exhale, you let it gently release down to the core of the earth. And this cycle will continue throughout the continuation of this meditation. So you won't need to focus on it or work on this anymore. You are now grounded and the circuit has been established. And so now we're going to move on to the chakra system. So now bring your awareness to your root chakra. It originates at the tailbone. And it is like a vortex of light energy, light intelligence, that, or a funnel, however you want to see it, where it gently opens up wider and it's pointing down towards the center of the earth. The color is red. And now from here, so our chakras dilate, open and close like the pupils of our eyes, or like a flower that can bloom open and then gently close. And so from here, begin to open your root chakra 100%. Wherever you typically hold the chakra open, whatever level you typically keep it energized at, let's just open it all the way, and this is for cleaning and clearing purposes. Now from here, as you inhale, let's begin to breathe in some of that golden light energy that is streaming above us. Bring it down into your root chakra as you inhale. So as you inhale, it goes in through the crown, down your central column, into the roots, and just let it build here as you exhale. Some of you may already be feeling like a tingling sensation or a pulsation sensation. And now let's do one more breath like that. Inhale and breathe in fresh energy, golden energy running down the crown into the root. If you can, hold the breath for just a moment. And now exhale, just let it go. Let this golden energy gently release down the root chakra, down your grounding column. And we're just cleaning and clearing the chakra right now. Again, inhale, bringing in this golden light down your central column. Exhaling, letting it gently push out of the chakra. Now, if this is new to you, you can pause here and just stick with this for a little bit and really work on cleaning and clearing. The root chakra has to do with our security, our stability, our financial health, our physical health. And so this can sometimes become blocked when we have issues of fear surrounding any of those above mentioned attributes. So we're just clearing some of that. So just do one more round of breath there, breathing in that gold energy. If you can, you bring it down to the root. Even hold the breath there for a moment. Let it really build as it's clearing and cleaning. And then exhale. Let it just release or gently push down out of the chakra into your grounding. Now here within the chakra, let's visualize a ruby red, beautiful color orb, just gently swirling. What this is doing is it's charging up the energy of the chakra, filling up any areas of depletion, creating more vibrancy and health in the chakra. And when you're ready, intuitively, using what feels best to you, let's bring the chakra back into a natural dilation. So for some of you, that may be around 40% open, 30% open. Experiment with the percentage so that your chakra is there, but it's not really noticeable, that you can just operate in daily life and it feels nice and stable, but it's not in any way catching your attention. So find the percentage or the dilation of openness that works best for the health of this chakra. And just breathe here. Okay, now bring your awareness up to your sacral chakra. And that is the chakra right below the navel, towards the sexual organs. And these chakras are like these vortices of light. One of the funnels points forward and one of the funnels points back behind you. The color is orange. So from here, when you're ready, let's visualize opening both the front and the back of the chakra, the sacral chakra, opening at 100%. I'm getting the sense that this may be just, even doing this is intense for some of you, just breathe through it as you do. Now let's use this golden light technique. So as you inhale, bring the golden light in and down through your crown, down to the sacral chakra, the base of it. And then as you exhale, just let it build. Again, inhale all the golden energy, the light, down to the sacral chakra level. Exhale, just let it build and fill up that chakra a little bit more. Once more, inhale, bring the light, visualize it coming down. Maybe hold the breath on this one, let it really fill up. Now as you exhale, visualize that golden light gently pressing out the front and the back of the chakra. And we're clearing out lots of old emotions, old things that are no longer serving us. And if you're getting some idea of what's being cleared, then that's a good thing. Just don't attach to it, let it go. Let it flow out with each exhale breath. Again, inhale, bringing the golden light down to the sacral, and exhale, just gently letting it push out the front and the back of your chakra. Notice the sensations you may be feeling. If you're feeling any pulsations, any tingles, heat, cooling, emotions, and just no judgment there, just observing the experience. Let's do one more round there. And this chakra correlates with our relationships, with our emotions, with our sexual energy. And so especially with the emotions that are going around, and especially if you're empathic, this can sometimes really need a good deep clearing. So just do one more round of that breathing, sending the golden energy through the front and the back of the chakra. And now let's visualize a beautiful golden orange sun. Right in the sacral chakra, right in the center of the body. And it's just filling up, charging up that chakra with this beautiful, almost sapphire golden sun looking color. Beautiful orange color. You can use your breath as well just to fill up the chakra, the front and the back. Now, when you're ready, go with your intuition. Begin to dilate the chakra back to a healthy and relaxed level for you. So usually that can range anywhere from 20% to 60%. So really intuitively, where you feel that the chakra is in a healthy place and it is not really noticeable at all. And just take a mental note of what percentage that was for later. Now let's bring the awareness up to the solar plexus chakra. So that's right below the rib cage, below the diaphragm. bright yellow color. This has to do with our confidence, our willpower. When you're ready, same thing. Let's begin to open the front and the back of the solar plexus chakra 100%. I'm getting, for some of you, this feels like a really nice relief, like a really big boost of confidence, very much like I saw the image of a lion. So really just stepping into this confidence and this willpower there. All right, and we'll begin the same technique there. So as you inhale, bring the golden energy in and down from the crown. And just let it build for the first few rounds as you exhale in the solar plexus chakra. Again, inhaling, bringing it in and down. Maybe holding the breath there, letting it build, clear. Just exhaling there. Once more, inhale, bringing it in and down to the solar plexus chakra. Maybe hold the breath at the end, let it really fill the chakra. And when you're ready, on your next exhale, just gently let the energy push out of the front and the back of the chakra. And do this a few times. Do one more round here. And now let's visualize this bright golden yellow sun. Beautiful golden yellow sun, as bright as day. Just shining this orb right in the solar plexus chakra, right in the middle. Let it fill the energy of the chakras, anywhere that may need some extra energy, strengthening the chakra. You can breathe and use your breath to really send the energy through the entire chakra system. And when you're ready, let's begin to gently close and dilate down the chakra to a healthy and appropriate percent or state. For some of you, you might even want to maybe experiment with leaving it just 5% wider than you typically do, if that gave you a sense of relief when we opened it in the beginning. So again, finding that percentage where you barely feel it at all. It's nice and healthy, it's open, it's operational, but it's not in any way catching your attention. You can go throughout your day and just take mental note of the percentage. Now let's move up to the heart chakra, the center of the chest, right at the breastbone. Just take a breath here with your awareness here for a moment. And know that the chakras get more subtle in energy and they get more high in frequency and faster in frequency as we move up. So for some of us, it may feel more subtle. So you may not feel it as strongly as you did the lower chakras, but it is still working. The clearing is still happening. This fourth chakra acts as a bridge between the lower and the upper chakras, the lower, more physical realities, and the upper, higher dimensional realities. And this is when we operate from this heart space, this chakra, then we're totally in balance and in harmony and in perfect coherence with our experience here as humans on this earth that are divine beings of light. now let's just begin to open our heart chakras 100%. If this feels emotional, let it flow through your breathing. And let's begin to run light gently through the chakras. So as you inhale, bring this golden light down to the center of the heart chakra and just let it build there as you exhale. When you inhale, bring this golden light down into the heart chakra, right in the center of the torso, center of the chest. As you exhale, just let it build. Let's take one more this time. Big breath in, bringing in the golden light into the center. Hold the breath. Let it really fill up and charge the energy of that chakra. And when you're ready, exhale, push it out of the front and the back of your chakras, of your heart chakra. Let's do this again. Inhale, bring the golden light in and down the crown, down to the heart. As you exhale, let it press out of the front and the back of the heart chakra. And I'm getting that a lot of you aren't used to opening up the back. So just really take a moment to make sure that the back of your heart chakra in between the shoulder blades is open 100%. Allow that to expand. Know that you are loved and supported in this process. And it is safe to gently open the chakra to clear it. And again, begin to inhale, breathe in that golden light into the heart chakra. And as you exhale, really focus on letting it go out of the back of the chakra as well. This may feel very strange for some of you, and for others, this may feel quite common. So just keep breathing with it. Let's take just a few more here. This also might be a chakra you may want to spend some extra time with. So if you do, you can always pause the program and then take your time with it, and then when you're ready, come back. So let's do two or three more breaths here on your own. Inhaling the golden light into the center of the chakra and exhaling, letting it flow out the front and the back simultaneously if you can. You might feel a very deep pulsation happening of energy in the front and the back of the chakra. That's a good sign you're doing the clearing. Some of you may be seeing what's happening. Some of you may just have a knowing that you are clearing the chakra, and that is just as good. Now this chakra is a beautiful emerald green color, and it can also have the color energy of pink. So let's use this emerald orb frequency within the heart chakra, just taking a moment there. And for those of you that resonate more with the pink frequency, you can blend it into this green orb. Or you can even just make the orb pink itself. It really depends what you're feeling. Traditionally, though, the color is depicted as green. An emerald energy has a very healing quality to it. And the pink energy has more of a divine feminine quality to it. And now just as you breathe, allow that orb of energy, emerald or pink, just gently run through the front and the back of the chakra. Allowing the chakra to be cleared and open to the frequency of unconditional love. Compassion. When you're ready, let's gently begin to dilate the chakra back to an appropriate width, bringing it back to any percentage or dilation that feels appropriate for you. Remember the front and the back. Where you can operate, you don't really notice it, but it's nice and strong. And just take note of what that is as well. All right. Moving your awareness now up into the throat chakra. The color is blue. This is all about us speaking our truth. Really living in line with truth and speaking and asserting our truth into the world. So when you're ready, let's begin to open the front and the back of that chakra 100%. Now as you breathe in, bring in that golden light right into the throat chakra. As you exhale, just let it build. Just do this a few times. Now when you're ready, let's take a deep breath in, bringing in that golden energy frequency into the throat chakra. Hold the breath for a moment, let it really cleanse the chakra. As you exhale, just gently let it push out of the front and the back of the chakra. Do this a few times, using your breath, using your visualization, using your intention. Just clearing out any disruptive energy, any blocks. With each exhale, they just dissolve. Within this high frequency light. Now the throat chakra is a beautiful, vibrant color blue. So visualize a big blue orb right in the center of the throat. Beautiful colors, sparkling. Almost crystalline blue frequency filling up the front and the back of the throat chakra. For a lot of you, especially the back. It's charging up the chakra, strengthening it. You can use your breath to really send that frequency through the entire front and back of the chakra. And when you're ready, let's begin to dilate it back to its natural state, its natural, healthy, and optimal state. So finding a percentage that works for you. It should feel open, relaxed, in no way constrictive, but just nice and open, and in a gentle way, just relaxed and natural. And notice what percentage feels good for you. Maybe larger than you expect. Now let's direct the awareness and attention up to the third eye chakra, right in the center of the head. Same process. Let's begin to open that chakra 100%, opening the front, opening the back 100%. And as you breathe in, you're bringing in this golden light frequency right into the center of the third eye chakra. As you exhale, just let it build here for a few moments, especially here because we have so much thinking that goes on and a lot of clutter that can happen in this area. So just really let this permeate and build for a few breaths in the third eye chakra and in the mind. The chakra has to do with our intuitive awareness, our ability to see clearly through all situations, to see through illusions. To see the truth from a higher plane of existence. So now when you're ready, take a big breath, bring the gold into the entire chakra, hold the breath. And as you exhale, push it out the front and the back. Do this a few times. Inhale, bring it in and down to the third eye. Exhale through the front and the back. Do one more round there. Now visualize a beautiful indigo sphere of light right in the center of the third eye chakra. Beautiful, sparkling indigo color. And let it with each breath fill up the front and the back of the chakra, strengthening it, creating more clarity, stability, more coherence within the mind's eye. Use your breath to really send it and let it fill the entire chakra, front and back. And now when you're ready, let's bring the chakra into an appropriate dilation. So gently finding that width for you, that circumference. And notice where that is. Now lastly, move your awareness up to the crown chakra. Let it open up 100%, like a lotus flower blooming in all directions. This is our connection to the divine. This is our connection to a higher power, our higher self, the eternal wisdom of the universe. This is our connection to grace and to oneness. So just begin breathing in that golden light. Let it circulate through the entire chakra. Exhale, just let it build. This might just feel so nice for some of you. Just to sit in this space, connecting with the divine. Now from here, just take a big breath, bring the golden energy in through the crown chakra. And as you exhale, it's going to go right back up and gently sprouting out of the crown chakra, like a fountain almost. Just dissolving any blocks, dissolving any disharmonious energy. Just do this a few times. You breathe in. Bring that golden energy in and down through the crown. Exhale. Gently let it flush out the top of the crown chakra. Just do one more round of breath there, cleansing golden light. Now visualize a beautiful violet orb, beautiful violet colored orb within the crown chakra, and it has a diamond-like quality to it, diamond-like sheen to it. Gently filling up the entire crown chakra with your breath. Now let's bring this chakra back to a nice healthy dilation. And the crown is very open. We're really taking in a lot of information, but we, outside of a meditative healing space, we really want to make sure that it is at a healthy dilation and not completely open, because then you will be getting all sorts of things and thoughts that you don't want. So make sure that you bring the crown chakra back to a healthy place where it's strong, stable, and you don't even notice it, but it's functioning at its optimal dilation. And just take a breath here and just notice what your energy system feels like in this moment. Completely cleansed, completely clear, completely charged and full of vibrancy, vitality. May almost feel like you're humming or buzzing with so much beautiful energy, like you're full, completely full. And just know that you can find this place of strength and stability within your energetic system at any time. You can come to this practice at any time. And let's just now, to seal our chakra balancing meditation, visualize yourself in a golden egg all around you, a golden, beautiful egg all around you, about 3 to 5 feet, depending on how you're feeling, away from you in every direction. And we're just sealing up your biofield, your auric field with beautiful golden light, just in every direction, the top, the bottom, side to side, front and back. Just take a breath here. Once more, just bring your awareness down to your grounding cord, And if you need to, you can reestablish that pretty quickly. Just think of dropping that cord down to the core of the earth if needed. Take a moment to thank yourself. Taking your time to work on your energetic health. Thank yourself for bringing more light into your system and then hence into your home and your community. And when you're ready, you can gently open your eyes. Just take a breath. You can stretch. If this was a new practice for you, congratulations and thank you for keeping an open mind. This is a very, very, very powerful practice and a way that you can learn to create harmony and balance within your energetic system. Now, while it's still fresh, especially during your first experience with this meditation, I highly recommend journaling your experience with each chakra that we went through, writing down what percentages felt good for you. This is all very helpful information when it comes to understanding yourself energetically and learning about your own system. And also journal any experiences or emotions that may have came up or visions that you may have seen throughout this process. And so I hope that this was very helpful for you. I highly recommend doing this if you can in some capacity daily or every other day or as many times as you feel fit, just to begin to learn about your energetic system, learn about what feels good for you. And you'll also see the fluctuations that occur with the chakras on a daily basis, depending on how we're feeling. So thank you so much again for tuning in. And if you've practiced this for some time and you still feel like there's some chakras that you just can't figure out why, but you have trouble with, then please feel free to book a session with me at katfowler.com. An energy healing session, and I'm happy to assist you with your healing journey. So thank you very much to all of the light workers, earth angels, star seeds out there listening and grounding and anchoring and spreading light wherever you are in these times that we're in. And I appreciate it so much, you taking the time to work on your energetic health and vitality. So again, I'm your host, Kat Fowler. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I'm wishing you peace, love, light, joy, and abundance in these times, and I will see you on the next episode.